hell. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he urged Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference clearing him of any illegal acts in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. The Washington Post reports Mr. Trump made the request and Barr declined. Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton is a no-show so far for a scheduled interview in the impeachment probe. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Investigators summoned Bolton after others testified about his concerns over the Trump administration's Ukraine policy, specifically about a shadow foreign policy run by the president and private lawyer Rudy Giuliani. While Bolton has not appeared, one of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is testifying today behind closed doors. Jennifer Williams is a career Foreign Service officer detailed to Pence's office as a Europe and Russia advisor. Her appearance comes days before Democrats convene the probe's first public hearings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China says Beijing and the U.S. will roll back tariffs as trade talks advance. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases, depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionally. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these roll back as part of a big trade agreement. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A Chinese court sentenced 9 fentanyl traffickers on Thursday in a case that is the culmination of a rare collaboration between Chinese and U.S. law enforcement. Thursday's sentences included one suspended death sentence. The court also gave 2 life sentences. This is VOA News. A former Congolese rebel leader has been sentenced to 30 years for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda, nicknamed Terminator, was convicted on 18 counts, including murder, rape, sexual slavery, and using child soldiers. Iran's nuclear agency says it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordo nuclear facility. Iran agreed not to carry out any enrichment or enrichment-related research at this site in the 2015 nuclear deal. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said in a statement, the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's Nuclear Watchdog Agency. 3 days after a Mormon family was ambushed in Mexico, details of what happened are starting to emerge. More from Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
No official explanation has been given for the killings. Mexican authorities say they may have been mistaken for gangs and were caught up in a territorial dispute. This is what one member of the community said about that.
Es completamente falso.
Completely false, he says.
Que no tienen madre.
He says the attack was premeditated and showed unimaginable brutality. Other relatives said the family had been used as bait to lure in an opposing gang into a firefight. Mexican officials have stepped up their investigation and have vowed justice for the victims.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Meanwhile, AP's Matt Small reports the first funerals for the 9 American women and children killed are being held today.
Under a strong security presence, the remote Mexico farming community in Lamora will be the site of today's services as dozens of vehicles with U.S. license plates from as far away as North Dakota have brought friends and loved ones to pay their respects. At least 1,000 people are expected.
That's AP's Matt Small. Twitter has acknowledged that it cooperated in a U.S. investigation of 2 former employees accused of accessing personal account information on behalf of the Saudi government. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Just what kind of information were these Twitter employees able to get?
They stole their email addresses and telephone numbers, but even their IP addresses that reveal what computers they were using and their geographic location.
Mike Chappell, who teaches cybersecurity at the University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business.
Anybody who puts themselves forward in the public square is going to attract attention from people who disagree with their opinions. So if you're going to do that and you have opinions that might be seen very unfavorably by other governments, then you might want to be cautious about when and where you express those opinions.
Twitter said in a statement there are tools in place to protect users with sensitive accounts. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America.